apologize up front for some minor delays here and there for the start of the meeting. Let again welcome you all to this meeting, the purpose of which you are all aware. It relates to the the vacancy that exists at the Public Service Commission. Having said that, though, welcome once again. Are there any apologies to be noted? Honorable Ntuli?
Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Lisoma is going to join us. She started with another meeting. Honorable Manelli won't be able to join us. Honorable, I think it's Honorable. No, it's Honorable Lisoma.
Lisoma.
Yes, that is in the meeting.
No. We take note of that. I think the other member is not the member of this committee, so it's only this subcommittee. I think it's only Lesoma whose apology we can table here. Thank you very much. Item number 3, draft criteria for shortlisting of candidates. I will request the Mr. Ngwepe, Julius Ngwepe, just to guide us there.
All right, thanks, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members and colleagues. This document was has been circulated yesterday through Mascole, together with the legal opinion that we have received in 2016, if not 2015, yeah. So those are the two documents that I will be talking to them. Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, we have received 172 applications, as we have already indicated on the summary of list of applicants that was circulated to members. All in all, it was 172, and out of 172, we have received late applications. I think there were 7, if I'm not mistaken, of which they are noted on the applications themselves. When you go through each and every applications, they will see the, those that applied after a closing date. So we didn't want to say we are excluding them, because that should be the decision of this committee to take, whether they should be included or they should. 7. Yeah. So they are included as under 172. So, honorable members, if you still remember the advert went out indicating that a fit and a proper candidate has to be appointed as a commissioner. The Constitution and even the Public Service Commission Act does not prescribe qualification. It does not, but the Constitution prescribes that an experience has to be considered. So it's a fit and a proper person that has to be considered for the position. So in 2016, we requested our legal parliament legal section to interrogate what the Constitution envisage when they talk about fit and proper, and the legal opinion came out, and we have shared that with members. I believe members have read that, but I'm just gonna summarize it. It referred to a fit and proper person is commonly accepted that fit and proper person is a person who must show integrity and who must be reliable and honest. So it's not easy to measure based on the applications to measure all these three factors of integrity and reliability and honesty. But there is a process that will be undertaken as a committee of vetting that will sort of measure whether the person, the integrity of a person and the honesty of a person, because of we don't know who is who. We cannot judge based on the applications. So we still have to go through that process of vetting, that when then these three items in terms of our integrity and reliability and honesty will be measured, whether we have got the people that we have shortlisted are fit and proper to be appointed in the commission. So that's, in essence, that's all, honorable members. And if I throw your attention to this document on point number 2, where it says the criteria as per the mandate of the Public Service Commission, I will just read point by point, honorable members, if you allow me, if you have got the copies, all of you. This is a proposed, is not a final, is what the administration are putting before the committee, before the subcommittee to decide whether they agree with the proposal or they will want to make addition or or exclude certain things. So first of all, we are saying a candidate to be shortlisted has to be knowledgeable and skilled pertaining to government system, as the post require a candidate to conduct oversight responsibility for the public service. And members have to be reminded that the Public Service Commission is a custodian of good governance. And secondly, a candidate has to possess a relevant qualification in relation to the core mandate of the PSC. And members can motivate to the subcommittee through the chairperson why qualification of a candidate to be shortlisted is relevant to the position. That's the second one. And the third one, have appropriate and extensive experience in senior management level in either public or private sector. And middle management level can also be considered if a candidate meets other qualities mentioned. And the fourth one, have an understanding and previous experience with the PSC. This will serve as an added advantage for a candidate and for maintaining institutional memory. The fifth one, a candidate has to demonstrate high level of integrity. And the seventh one, a candidate have to have experience in terms of the key performance area in line with commission's mandate. And candidate could have acquired these capabilities and experience in his or her previous employment. This may include human resource management and leadership, handling labor relations and labor practices, and engagement in service delivery matters or projects, and understanding of public administration investigations, and knowledge of research, monitoring and evaluation, and as well as promoting professional ethics. Chairperson, that's the end of what we are proposing before the subcommittee to consider as a criteria before we embark on shortlisting, on the process of shortlisting.
Now open for members to discuss that. Honorable Muzib.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the experience, we might say that that person has got all the necessary. Let me say the relevant, the candidate has got all the necessary qualifications, whatever that is needed here, but does not have experience. But the one who has got experience does not have the necessary requirements that is needed. So are we saying that you are going to take that one because of experience, but it does not have full necessary requirements that is needed? Thanks.
Honorable Smithy.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greeting to all the members of the committee. Still on the issue of qualification, Chairperson, I would like to have clarity in terms of relevant qualification. What is a relevant qualification? So what do we, how are we going to say that this is a relevant qualification? Are we going to say it's metric plus this or what? Maybe if one can get clarity on that. Thank you.
Honorable Tribe.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues, and also to the staff here this morning. Just a question of clarification. My understanding is that we are looking at the end of this process to have five candidates and that we will be submitting them to the President for him to select one. Is that correct? What exactly is the, what is our brief here? We want to get to a certain outcome. What exactly is that in terms of the law so that we know how to apply this? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Nduli.
Thank you, Chair. I think one should welcome the guidelines, although there is not a connotation that there are no qualifications that we are confined to, but more than anything else is experience. Experience in working on government issues. I'm still of the view that the relevant qualification that is mentioned here is sort of putting us on the dark, the relevant qualification, because already it's been said that the criteria is the experience in working with government issues. I think if you can elaborate more on that one, because we shouldn't be lost and look for masters when we don't need masters, and look for doctorate when we don't need the doctorate.
Okay, Chair, if I will draw members to the attention of the Constitution is clear in terms of what it's in terms of the person who should be appointed as a commissioner. It says section 19610. It says a commissioner is appointed for a 5-year years, and that commissioner should be a South African citizen and a fit and a proper person with knowledge of or experience in administration, management, or the provision of the public service. So it made emphasis of in the administration and management in the provision of public service. So qualification was not merely prescribed in terms of, because administration can be brought, management can also be brought in terms of qualification. But I think what the committee needs to consider is more around issues of experience. But because of the Public Service Commission, the custodian of good governance, qualification should also serve as an added advantage. So, but luckily enough, all applications that we have received, most of the people have got qualifications. So we won't have, I suppose we don't even have any candidate who does not have a proper qualification. But the thing is that the relevancy of such a qualification, because I remember there are other candidates that have got like a chemical chemistry, for an example, and they've worked in the laboratories and all other stuff at a very senior level. But those are the things that the committee should then consider when they are deliberating. And then secondly, the other issue that Honorable Schreiber asked around how many candidates should be recommended. The committee will recommend only one candidate to the House, for the House to adopt, for the President to appoint. So everything is just only one candidate. We are not going to have even second best. So because this is a political process, you have to convince each other in terms of who the suitable candidate you thought is after the deliberations. Then we'll only, on the report, only one candidate will be reflected as a candidate to recommended for appointment, and then just list those that they came for the President to acknowledge, but not to say we are giving the President a choice. So it's the process of Parliament to recommend only one candidate. I think unless if Mr. Biela,
yes, you were questioning the qualification. Okay, yeah, that is addressed. Are we in agreement with that, Honorable Kibi?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I think in the light of what the official is explaining about the qualification thing, and the criteria here is clearly stating what we should look into a candidate experience and knowledge and whatsoever that we need. I think that is qualification enough for us, because that is what we need here, is to get somebody that will be able to do the work. I think, Mina, I'm satisfied.
Honorable Schreiber.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with that, and thank you to Mr. Ngwepe for highlighting this section, because I think that 10B is actually the backbone of what we want to do here. And I would just perhaps add, or just a bit of emphasis to say, the sentence clearly says, with knowledge of administration, management, or the provision of public services, or experience in administration, management, or the provision of public services. So that opens, obviously, both the knowledge side and the experience side. And I think for us, it's then up to us to weigh, in a particular candidate's case, how those two things balance. But I don't think it's that they are both mentioned very explicitly there. And then we should, so one person may have more knowledge, less experience. Another person may have more experience, less knowledge. And then it's up to us to, I think, strike that balance. So I appreciate the explanation.
Honorable Mtsipe?
Chair, I would like also to emphasize what the Honorable Member have just said concerning the knowledge and the experience. Because really, you can have the knowledge, but you didn't exercise it anywhere. But you do keep on studying, keep on learning, but there is no way you have exercised it. But we must also consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think in the light of what Honorable Shaira has just raised in terms of the question that he asked, how many candidates should be presented to the President, I think it's going to be good for us as a committee also to agree as to how many candidates are we going to call for an interview. Yes. So that, because we are having a number of applicants and we cannot all call all 100 of them to the interviews.
Honorable Kibi, that one, we must address it on item 4. Can we move to that immediately, to 4, Honorable Kibi?
Honorable Chair, on item 4, sorry, comrade, for just jumping onto Chair. On item number 4, the shortlisting, let me make a proposal first on the number of candidates that we should call. Mina, I think really, out of 100 and something, it's pointless.
raising unnecessary hopes and expectations from people. Can't we have at least 7 candidates that we can call for an interview after the whole shortlisting time? And also, I'm having 2 proposals, Jack. My second one is that all of us received that big box, and we haven't really had enough time to go through it. Can we be please given or agree here on us given time enough so that we can go through the applicants and at least say these are the people that we think should be shortlisted, and look at a later date where we can have the process of shortlisting, because today won't be a proper day for us to do the shortlisting, Honorable Chair. I thank you.
Honorable Ntuli.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think I echo what Honorable Kibi is saying. I tried to peruse in the box, but it's not worth perusing. You should read one by one for your understanding as to what is it that you are bringing at the table. I mean, indeed, honorable members, I mean, bringing 100 people for interviews here, it's a waste of time. And really, we'll be raising expectations from people unnecessary. If we are convinced that with 1 to 7 people or less, we can have interviews with them, let it be so. And it's paining. It's paining. You can see that people are sitting down there with high qualifications. And they would love to expose themselves anyway. But to me, if we are not going to even take 5 people, just one, let's agree on a smaller number, 7 or less. Yeah, 4. And also to agree not to shortlist today, because we don't know what is in the box. The box is huge. I wonder who was able to cross night yesterday, because I only received it yesterday. Who crossed night with the box? Thanks.
Honorable Sweba and then Sibisi.
Chairperson, I'm happy to answer the Honorable Ntuli's question. I spent my evening and my morning digging through the box. So maybe I was a bit over-eager when it came to that. But having said that, I do agree it is a lot of information, so I'm happy to go with that proposal. I don't know how it influences our timeline. And just for interest's sake, for everyone else who will now also go through the box, in my own personal estimation, I came up with about 25 applications which I will be going back to and looking in more detail. So it was sort of a first filtering process. Thank you for the list that we got from the officials. I was able to cross-reference the document with that list. So I came to 25. That doesn't mean I want to interview 25. But I think it gives a good indication that I think 7 is probably a good number. My sense is that if we go lower than that, it starts, you know, you may miss out on someone who doesn't necessarily look so great on paper, but who might be very good in the interview. So we must just also be cognizant of not making it 3 or maybe even 5. So I think 7 is a good compromise. And then, yeah, just for members' own indication, I think I came up with 25, so I'd be keen to hear what you come up with. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I would wish to second the idea of coming with another day for shortlisting. But I don't support the issue of 7, number. You see, when you're looking at the number of these applicants, it shows that people are eager to get something. So why don't we take the scope maybe to 10, so that we'll get the best out of the best candidate? Let us not limit ourselves, but let us not go beyond 10, so that we'll give people, all the people, an equal and fair chance. That's my submission.
Chairperson, isn't it you are being given boxes each of us, and then you are going to interrogate that box individually, and then all of us will get numbers. I will come with 7 or 10, and that one 7 or 10. Then how are we going to consolidate those 7, 20, 25 to make that 7 or 10 that we need? Thanks.
I heard Honorable Schreiber, I'm not speaking for you, but I heard you saying you are not opposed to 7 up to 10, although you went through up to 25 on your own.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I am not opposed to either 7 or 10. I appreciate the argument here from the Honorable Sabisi, right, that it does happen that someone may not have had the time, or even, you know, something was going on in terms of writing the document. We may still then select them based on their document, but then they really come through in the interview in a way that maybe the document doesn't reflect at this point. So if we want to be cautious, I think 10 might just be very safe. It's a little bit more work for us, but I think at least then we would be sure that we've gotten really even those people who maybe don't have such a great document but are actually very good candidates if we just speak with them. So I'm not opposed either to 7 or 10 in principle. I like this argument, but we obviously would have to agree whether we want to increase it a little bit. And then, like I said, the 25 is just when, in my first glance, the 25 that I would say, all right, I will look at them again. But I think the process question is an important one. I don't know if there are suggestions from the official side maybe on how we will actually, when I come with 25 and you come with 10 or 15, and then we say, now, how do we narrow it down to 7 or 10? I think we should, even if we don't do the shortlisting today, we should be maybe aware how we're going to do it at our next meeting.
Follow up, Chairperson. Maybe, okay. I'm not yet answered. I'm saying, I make the interrogation of my box. I get 7 candidates. And then, Mamantuli make her own interrogation on that box, and then he also gets 7, but the names are not the same people. So that is why I'm saying, because it will be a huge number with different names, how are we going to make it to consolidate it to be 7 or to be 10 that we want? Thanks.
We will deliberate, Honorable Ma'am.
Okay.
We will deliberate. It is that deliberation that will eliminate those that we think must be eliminated. Yes. Mr. Biela.
Thank you, Chair. from experience, because we, almost every term we interview commissioners, so from what we have experienced is that each member would come with a name, with the names, and then all those, we start by eliminating those names, or what's the word, zooming into those names that are repeated by each and every member. Then that's a given. And then when there are candidates you don't agree mutually on, then you start, defining them, and then you come up with that few that is left. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chair. My apology. I hope my apology was registered. Having said that, I think your good self and Honorable and Mr. Biela have covered, because we have agreed on the criteria, and the criteria will guide us when we're dealing with the names, and we might be surprised to have common names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think let's work on that one. But also the other one, Chair, that I'll request, because we cannot allow
but it will be very immoral to phone a person when you see something is short there. Are we allowed to ask the administration to check whether, because there's one person here who you can't say it's a male or a female, we are not too sure. So in terms of your population categories, also it becomes a problem from what I read. I'm not going to say the name of the person, but I say I will be phoning administration specifically for that too, so that I can assist my pre-short listing before the committee.
Honorable Kiwi.
Yes, Honorable Chair, I think there's also something that was raised by the officials when we were going through the draft criteria about late applications. I think there is a closing date for each and every position that has been advertised. So we cannot allow a situation where we are going to accommodate late applications here. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Schreiber.
Thanks, Chair. I actually am very happy to second that. We, if we keep in mind the position for which these applications were made, missing a deadline is a red flag. We've interacted with the PSC. We can see the pressure under which they work to meet deadlines on their recommendations, etc. So it might sound harsh, but on the other hand, it's only fair to everyone who did submit on time. And so I would be willing to second that and to say, if you missed the bus, then unfortunately we can't trust you to be a commissioner if you missed the bus on this. Thanks, Chair.
Then I want to come with, I want us to, as we are saying, we are not going to do that here today. What if we meet again next week, Tuesday? Yes. Yes. Can members check that, their diaries? Because I'm aware that we are sitting in different committees. Can we cross-check, members? Honorable Usoma.
No, I think, Chair, we will go along with the suggestion of Tuesday because we need to prioritize this one. Because in terms of the Act, by the way, it's very prescriptive how long should be a vacancy. We should have started before the end of the term of this commissioner. So we are also undermining our own laws. So I'll say that we'll urge members to recuse themselves in other committees and focus and prioritize this one moving forward. That's Chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in support of Tuesday.
Honorable
Schreiber. Chair, I also support that. My only question is, I have made a note here about a subcommittee meeting scheduled for the Wednesday the 23rd. So that would be the day after Tuesday. My understanding of our draft program was that would actually be the day for the interviews. So I'm not sure if that's correct. But it would mean, it is correct, then that would mean that we probably have to shift that one out. The Wednesday meeting, because one day notice is obviously maybe not sufficient to invite, so we would just have to accommodate that somehow.
Can I give the administration there to slot this concern you are raising and come up with a date that will address that concern? Because I agree with what you are raising. Honorable Kibi.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Whilst the administration is still checking, Honorable Chair, on the proposal that we have agreed on about Tuesday, I'm proposing time in the morning, Honorable Chair, if it's possible for all of us. 9 o'clock, Honorable Chair, yes.
Sir, can we make 9:30? Some of us are using a bus, you know.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think members will reject 9:30. Yeah, I can come at 8, but I don't want to make other members me. Okay, I'm happy with the 9:30.
I still have a question, sir. Okay. I mean, for us, we'll be doing this for the first time. I'm checking, is there a limited number of CVs that one should come with, or if I feel that I bring 50, then it's fine, or can we work on something that at least we should come with such a number?
Thank you. I think we have agreed to say 7 up to 10. Mr. Mabe.
All right, Chair. I think Honorable Sibisi, his question, I'll say let's address it in this way. Because members have got CVs, what we can agree on, members must go screen on their own, the CVs. Let them bring whatever, let's say around 15, 10, because we are targeting 7 or 10, depending on the caliber of the candidate that you'll be. But let's say the members must bring 15, let's say 15, so that if there are common names, like as Mr. Biela has already alluded, that you'll find that two members have got almost same candidates that they thought that they should be shortlisted, then that will also guide us. But at least 15, let's work around 15 each and every member, and then when we are deliberating about candidates, you thought that they should be selected for the interview, that's when then we can narrow it down to 7 or 10. So that's my suggestion, Chairperson.
Honorable Mzipe.
Chairperson, I agree, 9:30 on Tuesday, but we must be given the names of the 7 that came late in order that automatically they are out.
They are in the box.
All right.
And they are separated.
Okay, thanks.
And they are written there, Woody. They submitted. Those are late applications.
All right.
So it's easy for all of us. Honorable Ndudi.
Chair, we've agreed upon 7 to 10. Let's not increase the number to 15, because if all of us if I happen to have my 10 and all of us we don't have the common names, that means we are still going to deal with 70 or more. Let's stick to 7 to 10. Let's not increase the number, because we've agreed to that. But if the member comes with 8, that's fine. And if the member comes with 10, that's fine. Let's stick to 7 to 10. Thanks.
Let's say, because there will be a sifting process. If you bring 10, fine, but the elimination will be done by the interview process. That's where now. And what Dr. Schreiber was also raising, that it can happen that we come with 10 or 15, but this 15 is the same on all of us. So let's allow members to do that. Then that cross-checking and then elimination in the process will take care of that. Is that fine? Honorable Soriman, maybe you must be an honorable ma'am. Mr. Mwepe?
All right, Chair. I just want to take the committee through proposed dates, new dates, because now we have sort of, with the proposal that today we are not shortlisting, we have proposed dates, and we have even looked at the program for the committee itself, so that it does not affect the committee. So we, next week, on the 22nd of October, we are shortlisting. Immediately after the shortlisting, the 30th, which was a committee meetings day, then the agenda item for that day have been deferred for the next term. So what we'll do then, we'll then interview candidates on the 30th for the whole day. Because we, the reason being, we know Parliament, we have got a challenge in terms of venues. So with that one, we have got a venue that we can work on it. And then on the immediately after the interviews, while members are still fresh, the following day is a day of deliberation, because we don't want to delay the deliberation so that you can be able to recall Mr. So-and-so did this and this, and when you are deliberating. Because we cannot deliberate on the 30th, take into consideration that we cannot preempt time. We might finish very late, and then of which that will, when you, the following day when you come back, you will come back with a fresh mind to be able to deliberate on the candidates. And then we see the subcommittee then decide on who should be recommended to be the commission. Proposal, Chair, before the committee.
Honorable Som.
Chair, the proposal, thank you, Chair. I think the proposal does make sense, but also what impact does it have when we reschedule one of the activity for the next term? I will tell you why, Chair, is that there's no rule that says the committee can't meet twice a week. If I listen to the dates, then is that week that we'll be doing interviews? If that's correct, then which means there's no need, because my assumption is that if that activity expect the department to provide us with information, they should have done that already. It's already there in their desktop. It's just a mere of sending. So I'm worried where you set up your goals and then you shift the goalpost, because this one is more of a priority, but it doesn't mean that then we must also shift the work of the committee, as it were. So Mina, I would not be so comfortable to say there's something that we're going to then get to shift it for next term, because next term has got its own program as well. But having said that, Chair, another word of correction, that it can't be Mr. So-and-so, it's Miss or Mrs. So-and-so and all that. Yeah. Thank you. Gender. Thank you,
Chair. I think the committee must agree that we will identify a day for, in light of what the Honorable Soma is raising, a day must be identified so that we must not push the meeting of this committee to the following year.
I understand what Honorable Soma she is raising. The agenda item that we defer to the next term, it was on the distressed mining community. And there were two agenda items for that particular meeting. However, next week, Wednesday, it will be the 23rd, of which we had a slot for the meeting. It's either if we are against the idea of deferring the agenda item for the next term, then we can sort of push this on the 24th, next week, 23rd. Then after the 22nd, we can have a shortlisting, 22nd, and we can have a shortlisting. And then if the departments are, they are ready, we can meet on the 23rd of October, immediately after the shortlisting, so that the agenda item that was meant for the 30th, we've pushed it to the 23rd. That is my suggestion.
Do we say to that?
Yes, Chairperson, I would like to agree to what the official have said. I am agreeing with it.
Are we all in agreement?
Yeah, I hope
we're on the same page.
Yeah, the agenda item that was meant for 30th, of which now we've changed the subcommittee, have changed the program, and we will then put it on the 23rd, because on the 23rd it was a day of the interviews, because that date has been, I hope, yeah.
Thanks, Chair. If I may just request, just so that there's no confusion afterwards, this will obviously require some amendments to the draft program that we looked at in the full committee and obviously also to the agenda or the program for the subcommittee. So if we can just request the officials to just send an updated version of both of those documents after this meeting, and then obviously we will all be on the same page if we just follow those programs.
That's in order, Dr. Khreib. The officials will do that. I don't have announcement to make. Therefore, we have concluded the business of the day. The meeting is adjourned, but don't leave without eating. Please. Thank you very much.